Ali. Good evening. Let's call to order the special council meeting, closed session of October 14th, 2025 at 6 p.m. The city does not tolerate disruptive behavior in our meetings. This council meeting is considered a limited public forum, which means that council can regulate the time, place, and manner of speech. Speaker comments must be limited to the agenda items being considered by council. If a speaker's comments are not related to an agenda item, the presiding officer will rule that speaker out of order. A speaker will not be ruled out of order because of a disagreement with the content of their speech. Location and online meeting details are available on the council agenda. Use the show captions button to view captions on Zoom. The closed session report on tonight's agenda will be heard during the October 21st regular meeting. First up is roll call. City Clerk, may we please have roll call?
Mayor Klein.
Present.
Vice Mayor Sell.
Present.
Councilmember Cisneros. Councilmember Mellinger.
Present.
Councilmember Srinivasan.
Present.
Councilmember Chang.
Present.
Councilmember Lay. Five present with Councilmember Cisneros and Lay absent.
Thank you. And please note for the record that both of those are excused absences. Next up is public comment. Members of the public will now have an opportunity to address council on our one closed session item. Please submit a speaker card to the city clerk. Raise your digital hand now or dial star 9 on your telephone to indicate that you wish to speak. I will call the members of public participating in person first, followed by remote participants. Speakers will have 3 minutes to speak. I have several speaker cards in the room. First up is Siva.
Good evening, Mayor, Vice Mayor.
Can you pull the mic up?
Vice Mayor, and other council members. We are all here for this closed door session. I want to be very clear about what we want to ask in brief. We sent you an email earlier with some information that you can consider as you go into this closed session. But I want to recap saying, you know, for this specific project, we would like you to prioritize lower scale and mass. That area is meant as a transition zone going from core downtown to neighborhoods. And so 2 to 4 story max is what fits in the neighborhood, and we think it can be worked out. Privacy is an important concern, and all the other aspects about parking. I want to get to this part. 100% senior housing is an option we would like you to seriously consider today. And the reason for that is multifold. First, it addresses the need of the community today. A recent article just found that this segment absolutely needs housing. And given that there are raising costs over the years, especially for the recent cuts with federal cuts around medical services, this segment certainly needs housing. The other aspect that it also serves, it reduces the mass of the building. It can help reduce the unit size for each of the units, which can in turn reduce the total mass and the height. So I won't go too much, but I want to also bring up one aspect that this might have come to your attention saying when a particular builder says that is something, only something that they can build of certain height, certain density, certain unit sizes, there can be alternatives. And other places have shown that some alternatives, especially in this case, a 5-story unit with smaller total units can be worked out. This other aspect is the Meridian, which goes from 4 stories to 2 stories, also demonstrates that you can have a low-income housing that can fit these needs. So in summary, I want to say that this project will change the neighborhood for 100 years to come. Please do what is best for the neighborhood and the city, not only for meeting some check marks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next is Uday, followed by Steve.
Uday is online.
Oh, so we'll go to remote in just a moment.
Okay.
Steve.
And we can keep those slides up if you don't mind. Okay. Thank you for hearing us again, Mayor, Vice Mayor, City Council members. We did send an email that talked about CEQA compliance and everything else, and I hope that you impress upon MidPen to do the right thing to make sure that this stuff happens, et cetera. And I'm not going to get into that because I just have 3 minutes. What I do want to focus on is the bedroom types that's currently proposed. We've got 55 one bedroom types. We've got two on two bedrooms. We have 34, and three bedrooms. We have 33. The one bedrooms can have up to two people. The two bedrooms can have up to five people, and the threes can have up to seven. So that's 100. That's a total of 511 people that could live in this, you know, in this building. Now I'm being conservative in the numbers that I'm presenting that I've put together. That means the number of cars per unit for the one bedrooms would be about 55 because it's one person per, okay? And there could be two people in there. So I'm assuming one person, that's the assumption. The two bedrooms could have up to 68 cars because they could have five people. So it could be a husband and wife, dual income family, going out and going to work, et cetera, not to mention some of the working class utility vehicles that they might have. And the three bedrooms, again, I'm only saying two cars per. So that's a total of 189 cars for this structure, minus the 65 parking they get. That leaves 124 cars for looking for parking. And that doesn't take into account, you know, the utility cars that they might have, the vans, the work truck, et cetera, visitors, and it doesn't account for Kiki's either. So that's 124 potential cars, and that's a conservative number, especially when you look at the three bedroom room types with seven people living in them. And then I also wanted to jump to on the backup, when we consider privacy, what I'm hoping to God that this does not happen again, but one of my best friends across the street had to move because the Meridian went up with this on the left-hand side with over 50 windows looking into his daughter's room, his son's room, and his master bedroom. And the current person that bought the house, completely all curtains are closed because of all of these windows that are peering into their bedrooms. And obviously there's no privacy in that backyard. I really hope that this doesn't happen again with this particular project because it is definitely an invasion of privacy. And I hope that we're cognizant of that. So thanks again for listening.
Thank you. And finally, Mohammed.
Good evening, Mayor, Vice Mayor, and Council members. Thank you for hearing us. My name is Mohammed, and I live in 200 block on Charles Street, right across the project. And I have two main concerns about this project. One is the density. The current proposal has like 121 units per acre as density, while the specific downtown plan asks for 52 or 53, double as much. Right across the street, Charles Street, the narrow street where I live, the density is 12. And for this project, it's 121, more than 10 folds. And I believe this is disproportionate. This is not right for us. And the second point is the parking. There's only, as you know, 66 parkings, less than half a parking for each unit for this. And Charles is already very busy street. In the morning, when I want to put my trash out, I don't find any place to put a car, the trash bin out there. And with this, parking would become a problem much more. The project has like 121 units, and I heard from Midpen that it costs about like $900K per unit on average to make it. So it's like a more than $110 million project as a whole. And they said that making your underground parking is about $10 million, less than 9% of the project. So I would suggest to ask them to have underground parking to double as much the parking, or more than double, because underground can fit more than 66, and raise the parking to above one. If the project is costing 120 million, 110, 120 million, adding another 10% to remove this big concern for the neighborhood and the quality of their lives, I guess it's worth it. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you very much. That was my last speaker card in the room. City Clerk, do we have any remote participants who are wishing to speak on our closed session item?
Yes, one speaker, and then Uday.
Yes. Thank you. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. City Clerk, if you don't mind, can you pull up the same slides that Shiva was sharing? Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, City Council. Thank you, City Manager. I'm actually speaking from India. Sorry if there is lag here. If you can pull up to the first slide. We've been coming to you for almost 2 years since we found out about this project. You know how anxious we are. We've bothered you over the last 2 years, and we've submitted several requests. We've come to the City Council meetings, we've participated, we've done everything that we as citizens, as members of this community can do, we feel, right? And now is the time where these decisions are being made. Like my neighbor mentioned, these decisions are going to impact this community and this street for the next 100 years. This is not a decision that can be easily reverted. This is not a decision that can be easily reversed. So it is very important for us to know that you can see our plight. You can see where we are coming from. You can understand how anxious we are for this, massive building to come into our community, into our street. What you can see here is the current plan, which is 6 stories, 122 units with 65 parking spots. If we say this to anyone, they would feel that, hey, this doesn't make any sense. How can you have 65 parking spots for 122 units? Like my neighbor Mohammed has mentioned, they are not building underground parking because it is not cost effective. Is that the most important thing right now for this community, given everything that has gone on? Is that what we want to think about? For a project that will last for 100 years, do we want to nitpick on whether this is going to be cost prohibitive or not, or efficient or not? Or do we want to do something that is right for the community? All we are asking for is to make sure that this building blends with the community. We asked for 4 stories versus 2 stories, 4 stories, and 6 stories. That is what is already there in the other buildings that are here. That is what we are asking. We are asking for the density to align with what is being done for the downtown specific plan. We feel these are reasonable requests. We, as citizens of this community, we are the people who elected our leaders. We are requesting you to listen to us, to consider our opinion before you take these decisions and put these houses in our neighborhood. You are our representatives. You are our leaders. We have done everything we can, physically, mentally possible, to make our requests heard to you. And all we are requesting you to is to listen to us, listen to our community, our leaders. We want you to listen to us. What you're going to do is going to impact us, our children, everybody who's living in this street for the next 100 years. That's what we are talking about. And we are not just coming with problems. We are telling you, if you do 100% senior living.
Thank you.
That was the final remote public speaker on this item.
Okay. I will close public comment. Council will now be adjourning to closed session. Have a good evening.
Good luck, everybody. Thank you.